Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, we were just talking about this, and it was a little bit of a topic over the weekend, BT. You're backing out of the Met-Yankee game on Friday night because of potential Game 6.
And thrilled I did it.
Yeah, and you are out. And Mitch, I was talking to Mitchell in Fort Lee, who came through with the tickets. He's got front row. He's got season tickets, front row, right field, which is the spot that you want to be Friday night if you are going to go. And then he was telling me he actually invited C-Mac as well because there was going to be six of us going. Mitchell, his buddy Steve, whose season tickets it is, then me, you, Hoff, and C-Mac, and I think that was it. So C-Mac, today's like, I can't give you a yes. I'm like, well, Mitchell needs to know because the game is Friday.
Yeah.
And if not, he's going to sell them. You know he could sell those tickets for like $1,000 a piece?
Mitch can.
Yeah. That's because the Soto, because of the location, right field,
mm-hmm.
he's looking at $1,000 a piece.
Comparable to the Knick playoff. Think
which
about
is insane.
That.
Yeah. I'm sure Knicks playoff game six would be even more than that. But
yeah, but they're already at 1,000 now. Yeah, that's nuts.
He said, I don't have the... You know, I can't back it up, but Mitch is telling me, and I do trust Mitch, that he got offered $1,000. I'm like, all right, well, hold off because we got to see. We got to see if we could replace BT. He's out, but now the T Mac's out. Now we have two, and I heard through the grapevine that maybe Tiki and Marash might be interested.
Okay.
Now, would you? You wouldn't care at all. You don't care at all.
No.
All right.
Meaning who would go possibly?
It could be me, Hav, Tiki, Marash. No, yeah, BT.
Four guys weren't watching Knicks Celtics. Have fun. And the other two guys, too.
Well, I mean, the Knicks could win in five. You left.
They could. I had to make that decision. Yeah. Listen, I had to commit one way or the other. Yeah. I couldn't put Mitch in a tough spot.
Mitch is allowing you to come back in if you'd like.
Yeah. No, I know. That's very, very generous. Yeah. No, I am doing Knicks on Friday night. Now, Marash is a Yankee guy. That works out well.
Yeah.
Teague's a Yankee. Kind of a Yankee fan. You know, listen, he's told you how he's gotten to his Yankee fandom. Like, you know, Met CC, like he's like diehard like us, but I'd rather him than, another Met fan there. So there you go.
I get the love for the Knicks, but
I don't think you do. Since you just use the word but, then you don't get the love for the Knicks.
No, this is historic.
More historical for you. No, it definitely is.
I think it's historical in New York sports. What will be remembered more is Soto's return to Yankee Stadium after leaving the Yankees to sign with the Mets, something nobody's ever done before, mm-hmm. and throw on the little fact that I'm talking about right. Like, if you tell me any other seat in the house, I'd be with you.
The location changes.
That was the whole selling point. I wouldn't even consider going if not.
That's also a subjective interpretation. If the Knicks win Friday night and it's game six and they go on to the Eastern Conference Finals, I can promise you what I'm going to remember more. It's going to be the Knicks.
Yeah, but getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Soto was here 1 year. Now I get the magnitude of going to the Mets. Understood.
Yankees.
But it's almost incomplete. Listen, Mets Yankees is fun. I like interleague.
Soto,
I've always embraced
three-homer game. By the way, do we know who's pitching? Do we have the matchup for that off? Can you look that up? I have not looked that far ahead. Who would schedule to pitch Friday for the Mets Yankees? Because that could be fun and see if Soto can maybe do some damage.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I mean, I think that it's going to be really raucous when he first gets introduced. But generally, things like this are overhyped and then underdelivered.
Right.
Like, you know, I know it's going to be roughly a 3-hour game. I mean, the first time Soto comes to bat is the real pop. To me, when he first goes to right field and first gets up. Now, if he goes deep or if he whiffs or pops up with two on and two out in the eighth, I mean,
that's still somebody's game. Like, the floor is still...
Floor's higher than usual than the Yankees, A's, in Seattle. Understood, and but Knicks playoffs, penthouse.
If this were Eastern Conference Finals...
Don't matter. Could be.
Would
you say
the clincher. Everything's TBD
TBD. Yeah, but if we did the math, who's pitching tonight for the Mets? Is it Holmes tonight?
No, Holmes pitching Wednesday.
Is it Senga tonight against
Peterson? Peterson today, Senga tomorrow, Holmes on Wednesday.
Peterson, Senga, Holmes, so it wouldn't be those guys.
Right.
Look at Griffin Canning pitch yesterday, so it would be normal rest Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All right. And then for the Yankees, I'm more intrigued. I don't care really who's pitching for the Mets. I care more who's pitching for the Yankees because of the matchup.
Who's pitching tonight for the Yankees?
It was Rodon yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees have a TBD tonight?
Well, Yarborough.
Yarborough went yesterday.
Rodon.
I have TBD today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Why is that?
I don't know.
I'm on the Yankee site. They should know, right?
They should.
Yeah.
Unless you're just playing coy.
Anyway, Hoff, real quick, lastly, before we get back to the calls here on the tickets, 888-808-1019. If Tiki comes, because there's six seats, BT.
Yep.
Four front row, two second row.
Oh.
You and I are going to be sitting in the front row. But now since you're on Hoff gets... pushed to the front row.
He goes to the front.
If Tiki comes, then Hoff would probably be bumped to the second row.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because it's Tiki Barber.
Yeah, no, but Mitch gets bumped to the back.
They are Mitch's tickets.
Mitch will go to the back.
Well, I think Mitch wanted to do a little rotation plan.
Oh, every inning?
That's the symbolism of it.
Well, I wouldn't be there. I'm not going to make it so somebody can sit in the front row. I'm not going to be able to be there until probably a little bit later.
But I'm saying you guys could rotate all you want, but it's that first symbolic who starts the first inning in the first row. Hoff, would that bother you if it's Tiki?
And then
nothing bothers me ever.
My point is, would you want Tiki and Marash to go, knowing that it may impact you being a row behind us?
No, it's fine.
Getting bumped for Tiki, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to be behind you. I think Mitch will take care of me.
If Tiki's behind Hoff, Tiki won't see a pitch of the game. So maybe from strategic purposes, we got to put Hoff behind everybody because he's a monster.
Either way, Hoff is not missing the game. He's gonna do. He's actually got the overnight that night where he normally does his Friday into Saturday morning. That's a huge show.
Whoa. He's on the air that night?
Yeah. Huge show.
2 a.m., baby. Right? Let's go. And we're going to be hitting up our spot afterwards, too. I'll be multitasking. I'll be having my phone watching Game 6 while we're at the Met Yankee game.
Okay, well, I got a question for you here. So you're on from 2 to 6. All right, 2 to 6. Okay, 2 to 6.
2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Saturday morning, Friday night and Saturday morning.
It's a great spot. Great. I mean, there's a lot going on. You have a lot of juice, a lot of fun that night. Calls will be absolutely popping. I'm excited for you. But let's go to the first call tonight. This is Hoff. I'm going to pretend I'm Hoff. Mike in style. Mike. Hoff, what's going on? Yeah, Hoff, what did you think of that sequence in the second quarter when Karl-Anthony Towns got a little tangled up with, you know, Horford?
I can stop you right there. Well, like, we don't get those
how
type
are you
of...
watching the Knicks?
I'm going to stop you right there. Not one person will call with that intellectual question at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you saying the overnight's dumber?
No, but no one's breaking down the game like that anymore.
Is people, that true, Sal? You've done overnights for a long time.
Yeah, I don't think you get into the weeds
like
that.
Yeah, what you're going to get is, I can't believe Mikal Bridges missed that three with 20 seconds to go. We'll focus on that.
By the way, if it's been that dumbed down, I don't think it's like you have to watch the game at all. Just know if they won or lost.
The point is, you do have to, it's a tricky balance. You're going to have to be able to watch that Knicks game and watch the Met Yankee game and get a feel for it and then do the show afterward. But Hoff is going to the game. He says he's going to be able to go to the game and do both.
No, he's absolutely committed to this. There's no question.
Just watch me. I'm a trooper, man.
We don't doubt that you're going to show up and be ready, but every single break he's like, no, I'm going no matter what.
Let me just tell you good I am at multitasking. I've done giant post games while doing Rico Bronya podcast at the same time.
Well, that's because the Giants stink and there's not a whole lot of highlights cut up.
I have to be in there recording audio from the Giants speaking and asking them questions while doing a Rico Bronya podcast. Kiss my butt.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.